Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 19th of February 2026. In the afternoon, a precarious avalanche situation will prevail. The avalanche danger in the regions exposed to heavier precipitation is within the upper range of danger level 3, considerable. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Attention, a special warning, remotely triggered and natural avalanches are possible. Wind slabs are very prone to triggering in all aspects. These can in many cases be released in near surface layers of the snowpack. Avalanches can also penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach quite a large size on west, north and east facing slopes. Midday and afternoon, as a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong wind from variable directions, further wind slabs will form in the course of the day. As the snowfall becomes heavier, the likelihood of avalanches being released will increase significantly. Natural avalanches are possible. The runout zones are to be avoided. The emptied starting zones will be replenished as a consequence of snowfall and wind. And now the snowpack. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall from midday. The sometimes strong wind will transport the new snow. Somewhat older wind slabs are lying on surface hoar. Over a wide area, further wind slabs will form. The snowpack will become increasingly prone to triggering. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 20th of February 2026 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.